Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Russia reported no breakthroughs Friday in the high-stakes talks on the heated Ukraine border standoff aimed at preventing a feared Russian invasion. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov met in Geneva for roughly 90 minutes at what the American said was a, quote, critical moment, but there was no apparent movement on either side. Blinken said the U.S. and its allies remain resolute in rejecting Russia's most important demands, which were laid out in two proposals last month and reiterated on Friday. Moscow wants NATO to promise Ukraine will never be added as a member, that no alliance weapons will be deployed near Russian borders, and that it pull back its forces from Central and Eastern Europe. Blinken told Lavrov the U.S. would give Russia written responses to Moscow's proposals next week and suggested the two would likely meet again shortly after, possibly delaying any invasion for at least a few more days. Despite that, there was no indication the U.S. responses would be any different from the flat-out rejections already expressed publicly by Washington and its allies, clouding future diplomatic efforts. With an estimated 100,000 Russian troops massed near Ukraine, many fear Moscow is preparing an invasion, although Russia denies that. The U.S. and its allies are scrambling to present a united front to prevent that or coordinate a tough response if they can't. Amid the diplomacy, more Russian troops were moving into the neighborhood for training exercises with neighboring Belarus, while Western allies were supplying weaponry and equipment to Ukraine. This is VOA News. Members of the Islamic State group have launched two sophisticated deadly attacks in Syria and Iraq, including an attempt to break into a prison where suspected extremists are being held by U.S.-backed fighters. Iraqi and Syrian officials and activists said Friday attacks left 11 Iraqi soldiers dead and killed at least 7 U.S.-backed Syrian fighters. At least 23 ISIS gunmen were also killed when about 100 extremists tried to storm a prison in northeast Syria, housing about 3,000 suspected extremists, including former Islamic State commanders. The attacks are believed to be the largest since ISIS lost its final sliver of land it held nearly 3 years ago. The UN Security Council unanimously condemned this week's deadly attacks on Abu Dhabi by Yemen's Houthi rebels as, quote, heinous terrorist attacks and called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. But in a statement before a meeting Friday, the council's Norwegian presidency also strongly condemned the newest strikes in Yemen that have left scores dead, one of which hit a prison, leaving more than 200 people killed or wounded. The declaration on the Houthis came after an apparent drone attack by the Iran-backed rebels near oil storage facilities in Abu Dhabi left two Indians and a Pakistani dead. The Emirates have had a major role in the Saudi-led coalition defending the official government of Yemen against the Houthis in the more than six-year conflict. At least 13 people were killed and scores injured when a truck carrying explosives to a gold mine in western Ghana detonated, flattening a rural community, police said on Friday. Smoldering timber and torn-up sheet metal marked where hundreds of houses had stood in a settlement about 200 kilometers west of Ghana's capital. The blast left a crater roughly 20 meters wide. Rescue workers combed the site while excavators dug through the larger piles of dirt and debris. About 180 people were injured by the explosion, police said. The World Health Organization says that coronavirus vaccine boosters should now be offered to people, starting with the most vulnerable, in a move away from its previous insistence that boosters were unnecessary for healthy adults and an acknowledgement that the vaccine supply is improving globally. At a press briefing on Friday, the UN Health Agency said it was for the first time recommending booster doses of the Pfizer vaccine, beginning with the highest priority groups about 4 to 6 months after receiving the first two doses. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1. All for the